From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,071st consecutive broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring our good friend, Marty Robbins.
I rode out of Mexico. I was running, dodging danger, left the girl that I loved so. Far behind lay Kansas City and the past that I had earned. 20 notches on my six-gun mark, the lesson I had learned. Many times I sold my basket for a place to lay my head, till the nights began to haunt me by the men that I had dead. Couldn't stand it any longer with this life that I'd begun, so I said goodbye to Jeannie and became a running gun. I rode into Amarillo as the sun sank in the west, my thoughts in Kansas City with the girl that I love best. As I smiled and kissed her gently and then turned away to go, said I'd send for her to meet me when I'd reached old Mexico. I had barely left the saddle and my foot just touched the ground, when a cold voice from the shadows told me not to turn around. Said he knew about the fast gun, knew the price paid by the law, challenged by a bounty hunter, so I turned around to draw. I knew someday I'd meet him, for his hand like lightning flashed, my own gun still in leather as his bullet tore its path. As my strength was slowly fading, I could see him walk away, and I knew that where I lie tonight, he too must lie someday. Now the crowd is slowly gathering, but my eyes are growing dim, and my thoughts return to Jeannie and the home that we had fled. Oh, please tell her, won't you, mister, that she's still the only one, but a woman's love is wasted when she loves a running gun. Running gun, running gun.
Marty Robbins and one of his great Western ballads he recorded for Columbia, assisted as usual by the Glazer Brothers. Well, thank you, Marty, and welcome once again to the Grand Ole Opry. Well, as usual, we got a great show lined up for the folks, including such stars as yourself, Archie Campbell, the Jordanaires, Chet Atkins and his guitar, String Bean, Ben Smathers, and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers, and as our very special guest, that young man who practically grew up backstage at the Opry, Justin Tubb.
Oh, Mr. Grant, we're mighty proud and happy to have Justin on the show with us tonight, and we're going to be calling on him for a song in just a few minutes. Right now it's time for some spiritual singing, and here to fill the bill are some boys who happen to be on their way to Hollywood to make a movie with Elvis Presley. Make them welcome the Jordanaires.
Oh, Father Abraham, please let Lazarus come.
Let him come. Dip your finger, send him some water. Pull my tongue, my tongue. Dip your fingers in some water.
Marching tongue, dip your fingers in some water. Marching tongue, dip your fingers in some water. Marching tongue, for I'm tormented in the flame.
Great God, just dip your
fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. Dip your fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. Dip your fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. For I'm tormented in the flame.
Well, the rich man lives.
Well, it's a glory and honor.
Well, he lives so well.
Won't you praise the Lord?
But when he dies.
Well, it's a glory and honor.
Well, the rich man fell.
Just dip your
fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. Dip your fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. Dip your fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. For I'm tormented in the
goodness. Thank you very much, Jordanaires. Thank you very much. Now it's time that we heard from our guest, so let's bring him out here on the stage with a big hand and let him know just how glad we are to see him. Justin Tubb!
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Justin, I'd like to say that it is a pleasure to have you here with us tonight on the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, thank you, Marty. And like you said just a little bit earlier, this is sort of my second home around here. You know,
I've sort of lost track of you, but I know you're still singing.
Why, naturally.
Yeah, well, then what are we waiting for? Why don't you give them something, Justin? Here's his song on the Decca label, Almost Lonely.
Well, I gave you enough rope to hang. You took off like Buster's gang. You found yourself somebody new, counting on me being blue. Well, I'll admit it hurt right smart. You come pretty close to breaking my heart. I'm crying in one eye over you, but the other one's looking for someone new. Almost lonely, just about blue. I'm pretty near broken up, it's true. I almost can't go to sleep at night. It just about killed me, baby, but not quite. But I miss 5 inches as good as a mile. I almost long to hold you near. Almost, but not quite, my dear. My blue skies almost turned to gray. The sun just about went out to stay. I almost couldn't get over you, 'cause I almost didn't find someone new. Almost lonely, just about blue. I'm pretty near broken up, it's true. I almost can't go to sleep at night. It just about killed me, baby, but not quite. But not quite. But not quite.
Say, Grant, as a matter of curiosity, just how long have you been smoking, Prince Albert?
How long have I been using Prince Albert smoking tobacco? Well, that goes back to my very first pipe, Marty. You know, PA has always given me the best smoking a man could ask for. Never once in all those years has it let me down. Always so fresh and always a cool, steady, even burning smoke without any unpleasant hot spots.
Well, that's because PA is crimp cut, Grant. And you talk about that mild and mellow flavor. That's what I like. That smooth and easy-going taste that pipe smokers and roll-your-own men really appreciate.
But to really appreciate, Prince Albert, a man has to smoke a pipe full. The proof is in the puffin'. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert has the flavor most favored in the USA.
So all you pipe smokers or roll-your-own men, for year-end and year-out smoking satisfaction and pleasure, you light up with the National Joy Smoke, Prince Albert.
America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Well, sir, now it's time for a little square dancing. And here to show us just how it's done is Tommy Jackson, his fiddle, assisted by Ben Smathers and all of the Stony Mountain Cloggers.
Let that picture start to pass. 16 up and circle left. It's your part to swing around. Meet your bathing panel head. Don't eat because you feel on cornbread. All around, shaking down. Let that picture start to ground. 1, 1, 2, 2, 2, 4. That's all here. Just ain't no more. All around, around the town. Get your girls coming around. Flick up and circle left. Get your baby to yourself.
All right, Tommy Jackson and all the dancers with that old-timer fork of deer. Now, Marty, it's your turn, and seeing as how we've come to this particular spot on the show, it's up to you to sing us our secret song for the evening.
Well, sir, Grant, I'll be more than glad to oblige. This is one of my favorites, and we'd be more than happy if any of our friends would like to join us as we sing Have Thine Own Way.
Have thine own way, Lord. have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now, as in thy presence humbly I bow.
Thank you very much, friends. Now the tempo of the show changes just a little as we listen to Chet Atkins, King of the Guitar Players. He's going to show his stuff with a great tune, Siboney.
Thanks so much. As always, that was great. But now it's time for a little fun and frolic on the show as we introduce a lad who is always good for a laugh. Even if it's just a look at him, Archie Campbell!
Hey, Archie.
How are you, big Arn?
Good,
hot
good,
Arn?
Good, good.
Long
good,
Arn?
Good, good.
Hey, Archie, did you bring your wife this time?
What are you trying to do, spoil my dinner? Certainly I didn't. Well, I'll tell you, I usually bring her along with me. I like to bring her. I'd rather bring her with me as to have to kiss her goodnight.
Oh, goodnight. I thought you said she was going to have her face lifted.
Have it lifted?
Yeah.
That woman's had her face lifted more times than a hood on a T-model Ford. Oh, my goodness, life. I'll tell you, though, I love the little old thing. Last time she went to have her face lifted, she went to one of these plastered surgeons.
Plastered?
Went to, yeah.
You mean plastic, don't you?
No, she went to this plastered surgeon.
Well, plastered means drunk.
He must have been. But I tell you, she's a good artist, though. That woman is a fine artist.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I heard that you were an artist, too.
Yeah, me and her both's artists. In fact, we're a pair of drawers.
Yeah.
That's what we are. I'll never forget one time we was down in Mexico, me and her, and thank you. We was down in Mexico and went into one of these restaurants and we was going to order some steaks. And I can't speak that Mexican language, you know, and I couldn't make the waiter understand what I wanted. I couldn't let him know that I wanted steak, so you know what I finally did?
What?
I drawed the picture of a cow and handed it to him.
Oh, and he brought you the steaks?
Lord, no, he brought me two tickets to a bullfight.
Is your wife a pretty good artist?
Huh?
I say, is your wife a pretty good artist?
She's a pretty good artist when she's got her glasses on, but she can't paint a lick when she can't see. Awful thing happened to her last night.
What?
Well, as early yesterday afternoon, she lost her glasses and she got hungry and she went to the refrigerator to find her something to eat and couldn't see without her glasses, you know, and she got a hold of a can of dog food and she ate that dog food by mistake.
She ate a can of dog food?
She's been chasing cars all day, bit the ice man twice, and ain't a cat in the neighborhood.
Oh, my goodness, Archie, it's a wonder she didn't die.
Huh?
I say it's a wonder she didn't die.
She is in the hospital.
Poison on that dog food, I guess.
No, not poison on the dog food. Actually, what happened, last night she was laying on the sofa there, got a flea behind her ear, tried to scratch it with her hind leg, and fell off and broke her contract.
This is Marty Robbins for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
All the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin', and PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. It's the freshest,
rinse out,
mild and mellow.
That's PA.
Cool and steady burning.
Rinse out.
Mild and mellow flavor and cool and steady burning, Prince Albert. That's PA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffin'. And you'll find that PA in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. It's always fresh.
Well, sir, neighbors, it's guest time once more, so here's Justin Tubb back to sing another of his big deck of records. I Know You Do.
I know you don't love me like you used to do. Your kisses have told me. Someone new, and don't say you don't care. I know you do. Oh, I know you'd love me if you only could. And if I can't have you, then somebody should. Someone new, and don't say you don't dare. I know you do.
I will.
Thank you very much, Justin. I want to speak for everyone here on the stage and tell you that it was a pleasure having you with us here at the Grand Ole Opry.
And now it's time we heard from another of our opera favorites as he sings his latest Star Day record, the one and only String Lee. Wake him up, little Betty.
Wake up, little Betty. What makes you sleep so sound? When the highway robbers are coming, they'll tear your playhouse down. Wake up, little Betty, and go get me my gun. Well, I ain't no man for trouble, but I'll die before I run. Wake up, little Betty. What makes you sleep so sound? When the highway robbers are coming, they'll tear your playhouse down. Wake up, little Betty. Wake up, it's almost day. How can you lay there sleeping and slumber when your true love is gone away? Tennessee. She had a pistol in her hand and a banjo on her knee.
Thank you, String. Now you can get back to the farm out of Goodlettsville and prop your feet up and enjoy the rest of the Opry. Now, folks, here is the moment that you've been waiting for. Our star, Marty Robbins, along with the help of the Glazer brothers and the boys in the band, his great Columbia hit record, El Paso.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. And daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down put his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. Like it could run up on his back, and away I did ride just as fast as I could from the West Texas town of El Paso out to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless
Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen a young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rosa's cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Colina I go. Off to my right I see 5 mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by 2 loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina, goodbye.
Down the curtain for tonight, folks, but it's real nice having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, Jim Reeves with Margie Bowes as his guest. Till then, this is Marty Robbins saying thanks. We'll see you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
You know, a lot is said about a lot of different cigarettes. But when all is said and done, it all comes down to this. Are you smoking more these days but enjoying it less? If your answer is yes, then change to Camel, a real cigarette. It sure makes sense, because with Camels, you get the full, rich flavor and easygoing mildness that add up to complete smoking satisfaction with each and every cigarette. The secret? The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The Camel blend of Costa Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled by any other cigarette. So, if your present brand isn't giving you all the smoking satisfaction you want, if you find yourself smoking more these days but enjoying it less, then change to Camels. Yes, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.